two forces have shaped southern West Virginia, the geography of tightly jumbled mountains and valleys, and the coal industry's desire to get at what's underneath those mountains. A mining technique called mountaintop removal alters the landscape by reshaping entire hilltops. The Bush administration has proposed regulatory changes that would allow more of this type of mining. Some West Virginians welcome the economic benefits that could bring to impoverished areas, but other residents worry about what would be lost in the process. Dan Hyman went to southern West Virginia's coal belt and has this report.
Lucille Miller grew up in a white gingerbread farmhouse in the country about 35 miles southwest of Charleston. A stream runs out of the woods nearby, but Arch Coal has stripped and leveled much of the land on three sides.
It just makes me sick when you're used to seeing all the trees, and they're not there anymore. And they never will be, because they've already took the good dirt away.
Some of the neighboring mountains have simply ceased to exist, flattened into moonscapes of active mine land. Where forest ravines were packed with life, now there are just mounds of rock and dirt covered with grass. Once the whippoorwills were loud enough to keep you awake, says Leon Miller. But now all the wildlife is gone, and so are the people.
They used to be 60 families lived in here, and there was a school, and there was three or four grocery stores, and there's nothing left. And there's not going to be on account of it's all gone.
10 miles of stream here have been buried under tons of boulders and mine leftovers. The company's plan would also eliminate the Miller's Creek. Under the law as it stands, environmentalists say these valley fills are illegal, but the current plan would likely make them legal beyond question. St. Louis-based Arch Coal declined to comment, but the industry contends mountaintop removal causes no serious long-term environmental damage. Russell Deskins owns a small firm hired by coal companies to reclaim surface mine sites. He says mountaintop removal doesn't do anything permanent beyond making the landscape look different.
I really don't see what, you know, mountaintop removal does. I mean, you know, it's just rock cliffs. I mean, you know, it ain't doing anybody any good anyway. I mean, what are those mountains good for?
Deskins supports Bush administration moves that would make it easier for coal companies to dump mine leftovers in or near streams because, he says, mining is the only industry in an area of entrenched poverty.
I get hungry 3 times a day. I have to eat. It would be great if we didn't have to mine any coal. It'd be wonderful. You know, I wish we didn't have to do these things that we're doing, but I don't know what we'd do without it.
But there are fewer jobs than there once were. In 1948, more than 125,000 coal miners worked in West Virginia. Now the state is producing near record amounts of coal with only about 15,000 miners. That decline has been hard on coal belt towns like Logan. People like small businessman Dean Williams call local radio station WVOW to talk about what to do.
I would like to see mountaintop removal come in here. When they level these mountains out, that opens it up for more industry. This land, when it's reclaimed and reclaimed properly, can be used and sold. Use what we're doing now to build into the future.
The callers to WVOW talk shows may not know the details of mine regulations, but they have strong, often thoughtful opinions. Many of them support the industry. But some, like Joe Altizer, voice a widely held suspicion of the large out-of-state coal companies that do most of the mountaintop removal.
These guys are in business to make money. They want to do it more efficiently, so they make more money doing it. And obviously, human nature being what it is, you give them a vague set of guidelines about how to go about it and how you want it left, they're going to do it to their best interest.
There used to be a sign at the Logan city limits proclaiming it as the home of the billion-dollar coal fields. That sign's not there anymore. Logan and the adjoining communities now have a population of about 5,000 people, just a fraction of what they once had. Even people from coal mining families can be bitter about what's happened.
The people are the sacrifice for the coal companies.
Rosemary Vidovich is the widow of an underground miner.
We have to sacrifice our homes and our lives for them to get cheap coal, so they can make all the profit.
Vidovich runs a small beauty parlor out of her house near Main Island Creek. The neighborhood has seen several floods since 1996. Vidovich holds Arch Coal's clear-cutting on a huge site above town responsible.
When they take out the timbers and then blow off the mountains, the water has to go somewhere if it has to go through our house.
In recent years, waves of devastating floods have hit southern West Virginia. Many blame mountaintop removal, although the scientific evidence is far from conclusive. Arch Cole again declined to comment, but retired school teacher Moss Burgess, who lives down the street, says they could stop the problem if they wanted to.
I've always felt Southern West Virginia has been cheated by the coal companies. But these companies don't care. Once they're gone, we're left holding the bag with what's left.
Burgess and Vidovich say the industry could use older forms of mining that employ more workers and have less impact on the land. But they say the company's single-minded pursuit of profits is leaving Southern West Virginia stuck between a rock and a hard place. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman.